Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To this Thursday, 22nd day of September, 2005 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. I had a great guest coming on in the second hour to talk about 9/11 and more cover-ups by the government, more connections with the CIA and Muhammad Atta. But I want to be fair to that guest, so I'm going to try to move him to next week. Because we need to talk about Hurricane Rita, we need to get into what's happening with the economy, we need to cover the latest incident of British troops being caught carrying out terrorist operations dressed as Arabs, red-handed in Basra, and we do have Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order, just to talk about this whole police state situation coming up in the third hour. So he will be joining us in the third hour. So much to cover today, so much to go over. Storm triggers mass evacuations. More than 1 million people have begun to evacuate the Gulf Coast. It's more than that. There's 5 million people in the Houston metro area. And the highways are completely jammed. I mean, yesterday, there's so many people already in Austin that a trip that takes 20 minutes took me over an hour. The storm peaked out last night at about 175 miles per hour. That is a very strong Category 5, a megastorm, and it slowed down to about 170 miles an hour, still a strong Category 5. That's 280 kilometers an hour, and its track altered slightly. It was going to go straight into Port Aransas as the center of the eye. Now it's adjusted to an even more devastating angle, right on an exact precision beeline course for the largest city in Texas, Houston. It's going right up into the Chip Channel itself, where there are literally scores of refineries and huge container docks. It is chemical plants, as far as the eye can see, that routinely blow up on their own accord, much less without the help of a hurricane. And I keep saying 1909, and I get my history wrong sometimes. Galveston was hit in 1900, and in 1909 they finished the seawall. I was down there a few months ago and saw the plaque that said 1909 and kept mixing it up in my head with 1900, and it killed 9,000 people. Well, somehow I came up with the number of 1909. I apologize. I make mistakes here. But regardless, in 1900, the entire island of Galveston was under 20 feet of water from a hurricane that came out of nowhere because they didn't have Doppler radar and satellites then. And it killed, the history books say, between 9 and 14,000. No one really knows. And Katrina right now, the death toll is up at around 900. So, yes, if you live in Galveston, if you live in Houston, you better get out of there. Unless you live in a armored compound. Well above sea level. Now, Houston is above sea level itself, but only a few feet. And it has flooded in the past large areas of the city. So, quite a hurricane season. And, you know, I've not wanted to think that this is some type of weather modification or weather war situation. We have had big hurricanes in the past, but it's very suspicious how 5-6 days ago it was in the Atlantic, and they said it's going to hit Houston. And the computer models have never been this accurate. And they're saying right where it's going to hit, and now it looks like that's where it's going. And it could flood New Orleans as well. All the details when we get back. They're up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has arisen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What it's like to be in Central Texas, about 110 miles from the coast. The highways are all jam-packed with cars going one way, that is north from Houston with 5 million people in the metro area to the long line of cities and towns, over a million other people outside of Houston in the storm's path. They're all attempting to go to San Antonio, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, and obviously there is not the shelters or the hotels or motels available for even a fraction of 6 million people. But the press is only reporting that about a million people have tried to evacuate from Houston. And that has caused a total gridlock on the highways. And all of this can be seen as a microcosm of what will happen if suitcase nukes go off or if there is an announcement of the release of a deadly biological pathogen by Al Qaeda. And the government's been saying not a question of if, but when this is going to happen. They're fear-mongering. They're preparing for mass forced inoculations and mass arrest. And so we know the government is using these hurricanes as a war game to study how large populations in the United States behave. Well, we talked about this a few weeks ago, how they were using Katrina for gun confiscation drills and how to lock down cities and how to cut off the command and control systems of local governments. And now FEMA has even admitted that they used it as a war game. But I'm not saying things aren't going to be bad. But, you know, some of these people that are saying total devastation, this could trigger a depression. This could cause, you know, $6 a gallon gas. This could, you know, flood all of Houston. You know, basically it's all over. What are we going to do? Let's run around pulling our hair out. I'm not saying that. Houston is not 20 feet below sea level like the central areas of New Orleans were and is. Houston is, what, 4 or 5 feet above sea level. Some areas even higher. That doesn't mean that it doesn't flood. It floods, and it floods big time. Got a lot of friends and family live in Houston. Every 5 or 6 years, they get flooded, even if they're on supposedly high ground. So if Hurricane Katrina doesn't slow, if Hurricane Katrina continues to build up moisture out of the hot Gulf, we're looking at massive flooding and serious devastation. Because right now, it is looking like it's going to go right up into the giant ship channel where there are thousands of ships and freighters and tankers and scores of chemical plants and refineries. I mean, it is from Texas City up into Houston down to Corpus Christi. It is just solid refineries, solid ammonia plants, and every other type of plant, fertilizer plants, steel mills, you just a giant industrial park. One of the few areas in the United States that still got jobs and still got factories and still got refineries and still producing something. Then one of the other areas was the other sectors of the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Mississippi. And you know those in Alabama. Those were devastated. They were decimated. Just ravaged wholesale. So it is clear that God is not blessing us. But you know, you've got to remember, folks, that this has happened before. In 1900, over 9,000 people died in Galveston, Texas alone, the big gambling city. It was the gambling city at the time, the big prostitution gambling center, one of the largest cities in Texas. And 9,000 between 9 and 14,000, no one knows, but the history books say between 9 and 14,000 died. Thousands died in Houston, and thousands of others around the Gulf Coast. So we're looking at a storm bigger than that one, barreling towards a direct T-bone attack on Galveston and Houston. So if you're in Houston, if you're not on high ground and you're not in a big brick house, you better get out of there. You're foolish if you don't. And I know a lot of you don't have money for a hotel, or you don't have family in another area. A lot of you don't even have cars. I mean, Houston, you think there's a welfare crowd in New Orleans of 1.5 million people in the metro area. Houston is 5 million people metro. It is, what, the fourth or fifth biggest city in the United States. I mean, it's only rivaled by cities like Los Angeles and Manhattan and Chicago. And right now, that storm is on a direct line for Houston. Now, I'm getting a lot of emails. A lot of other talk show hosts are announcing with total certainty that this is the government doing this, or it's the Russians, or it's the Japanese, or it's a buck-toothed nutria in Venezuela. Folks, that really makes us all look like fools. It makes us look like a tinfoil hat crowd. We have to be scientific about this. Does our criminal government have the means to control the weather and to steer and worsen hurricanes? Yes, they do. Did Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 in a Pentagon public briefing say that the biggest threat facing us is terrorists with weather weapons? Yes. Were there bills introduced in the last 3 years to restrict weather weapons? Does our government admit they have tectonic and volcanic weapons? You know, did the mainstream papers admit that there were tsunami bombs in the mid-1940s? Yes. Can this stuff be created? Can it be triggered? Yes. But the fact that these things exist and the leap to the government is doing it, that connection can be made, but you cannot unequivocally, authoritatively state that. We have to be above reproach. We have to be accurate. We have to tell it like it is and not embellish. You know, I get accused of that all the time just because the stuff we talk about is so amazing, people can't believe it even when it's admitted. Like the Chinese government has mobile execution vans where they kill you for stealing a loaf of bread and hang you up by your ankles and strip your skin off and sell it to American housewives. State Department of Taxes says it isn't true. Meanwhile, the Chinese government's advertising and saying, of course we do, it's no big deal, and showing photographs of it. We're posting more of that today. So people have trouble with the Pentagon plan to forcibly put a chip in your brain. I mean, the Pentagon plan's official and public. I mean, they're not going to stop with just chips under your skin. See, people have trouble dealing with that, but it's admitted, so I can talk about it. Clearly, it's suspicious that they could say that when Hurricane Rita was still in the Atlantic Ocean, they were saying, I remember hearing them 6 days ago saying it'll probably hit Houston, probably hit Galveston. For those who don't know, Galveston is an island off the coast right in front of Houston, 20 minutes from Houston. And then to watch that sucker come right around through the Keys, right past Cuba, and aim straight at Houston, when I find hurricanes to be interesting and the weather to be interesting, and I'll, a few times a week, I always click on things and look at the weather, look at satellites, and I've looked at tracks in the past. You know, we get hurricanes every year here in Texas. And, folks, they're always wrong. I mean, they're never right about exactly where it's going to hit. How are they magically right about the last two hurricanes? And the water is so hot, folks. I mean, the water has been like 95, 96 degrees this summer. It's going to be 103 degrees in Austin, 103 degrees in Houston, 103 degrees, and that's going to make that thing even worse. Man, when it hits, I'm no meteorologist, but they're saying horrible tornadoes. They're saying it's just going to dump a large portion of the Gulf of Mexico on Texas. And I'm trying to not sit here and fearmonger like the news is doing, but it doesn't look good. So listen, don't take the main roads. I've been looking at the different traffic reports. Take some of the side roads. Those are pretty trafficy, but still they're not as bad. And get out of Houston. And if you have to, you should have. Now people are trying to go to the grocery stores. We were at the grocery store this morning. No water. Most of the food grabbed off the shelves. People are panicking when Austin isn't even going to get hit by the hurricane now, it looks like. That could change. It could gyrate back down to the south a few degrees. But they were talking about 80-mile-an-hour winds in Austin. If that thing comes to ground with 150-mile-an-hour winds, it's got 170-mile-an-hour winds right now. You're talking about massive devastation. But to look at the psychology, to look at the psychology of people, man, I got a 2-year supply of food. I got 5 Big Berkeys. I got guns. I got gold. And I know how to skin a buck. I know how to run a trot line. We'll be right back. What about you? You know how to skin a buck? You know how to run a trot line?
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste, and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren is screaming in my flashlight.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here live with continuing Hurricane Rita coverage. Still covering the aftermath of the police state takeover with Katrina, or Karina, as the First Lady calls it. Welcome back. But listen, I'm not here shooting my mouth off going, you fools don't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line. My point is, the government can't help you, won't help you, wouldn't help you. is never going to help you in any meaningful way. The government admits that most of the people helping the victims of Katrina are churches and private homes and citizens. FEMA didn't help you. FEMA actually made things worse on purpose to get more funds and control and use the whole thing as a gun confiscation drill. By the way, the NRA, God bless them, finally doing something good, has actually started suing the federal government over the gun confiscations that are still ongoing. So we see these people who, I mean, imagine living in a city of 5 million or living in New York with 9 million in all the boroughs, maybe even more than 9 million if you count all the cities together there with Brooklyn and Manhattan and Queens and all of it, but in Harlem. But, I mean, we're totally disconnected from reality, which is normal even 50 years ago, even 30 years ago. Everybody canned food. Everybody had a garden. Even if you lived in the city in New York, there'd be a community garden where you had a plot. Everybody was, you know, doing it in their little alleyway in little boxes. People were into that. People put up food for emergencies. People had an escape route to the country. People were worried about disasters. People didn't expect the power to always be on. They didn't expect the government to take care of them. In fact, when 9,000-plus people died in Galveston, the city was destroyed. I mean, I've seen photos of it, just nothing there. Piles of wood. When Houston was decimated by that hurricane in 1900, the government did absolutely nothing. The people got together with the counties. Houston and the city of New Orleans got together. Many other cities got together. And they built seawalls and levees all over the coast. And they built a big 20-foot seawall in Galveston, Texas. And the county built that. And they had public works projects. And people donated. And they got it built and opened it in 1909, 9 years later. But now we got to spend $200 billion to give select contracts to Halliburton and Bechtel and Titan and ISI and Blackwater, and almost all the contracts are being given to Bush cronies. But he gave a speech saying it'd be given to locals. Again, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. And a lot of economists and others are just saying we're in deep trouble. Reuters is reporting that Valero Energy Corporation, Rita may be national disaster, oil CEO says, the biggest oil refiner in the U.S. Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Bill Greehy said Hurricane Rita's impact on U.S. crude oil production and refining could be a national disaster. And, of course, they'll all stand to gain to make more money off making statements like that. But, quite frankly, it is getting serious. I mean, with the stuff wiped out in the other Gulf area, and now here if it happens. If it hits the refineries and we're short refining capacity, and that's exactly where it's going. That's exactly where it's going, as if it was being aimed, folks. If it hits the refineries, we're short refining capacity, you're going to see gasoline prices well over $3 a gallon at the pump, Greehy said in a Tuesday night interview. Folks, it's already $3 a gallon here in Austin. And what are you talking about? And remember, just 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, it was $1.50, and you thought that was high. Just 5 years ago, it was $1. So you're being trained, folks. It's going to probably stop around $5 a gallon. Oh, well, the Bilderberg Group said that earlier this year. They said you're going to be paying $8 a gallon. I don't know if that's going to happen. But they are the bosses, so they know. Valero became the largest U.S. refiner earlier this year when it completed the purchase of Primcor, Inc. Valero operates refineries in Port Arthur, Houston, Texas City, and Corpus Christi, all about to be smashed by Hurricane Rita. All potentially in the path of Hurricane Rita, the article says. It's going to be coming across the U.S. Gulf of Mexico, Greehy said. This is a lot. That's a lot of oil platforms, oil rigs, natural gas platforms, gas rigs. It could have a significant impact on oil supplies, prices, and then we'll come back and finish up. Then I'll get into a bunch of other news. We'll take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Bracing from Texas for Hurricane Rita.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Refineries in Houston and Texas City process 2.3 million barrels of crude oil, or 13.5% of daily U.S. refining capacity. The Beaumont Port Arthur, Texas refineries amount to another 1.1 million barrels in refining capacity, or roughly another 5% of U.S. Usage, for a total of about 18% of U.S. daily consumption of oil being refined. And that's just Port Arthur and the Houston and Texas City areas. Then you've got another 10% or so being refined in other areas of the Texas Gulf Coast region, bringing us almost up to 30% of national refining capacity, which makes what happened in the more eastern areas of the Gulf pale in significance when you talk about refining problems. This is huge, folks. And see, so much more of that refining has shifted over to these plants that are already maxed out in Texas, and so much of that shipping from the damaged ports in New Orleans and surrounding areas and the intercoastal ship channel that's been badly damaged has been shifted over to the intercoastal ship channel in Texas and into the main port area of Houston and Galveston. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Sure, it's all a complete coincidence. No weather control involved. I'm being sarcastic. It really does stink to high heaven that the feds were predicting 6 days ago exactly where it would hit. They haven't been able to do that in the past. And the government admits they do have hurricane steering systems. Based on Rita's current forecast path, Texas City, Houston, Port Arthur, and Beaumont could be lashed by high winds and heavy rains from Rita's northeast quadrant, which often packs the highest winds in a hurricane. So the most deadly area to, again, direct hit on Houston and the intercoastal ship channel mouth. The biggest port in the U.S., folks. Valero announced on Wednesday morning it would reduce production at its Houston and Texas City refineries to prepare for the hurricane. You've got refineries that will start shutting down in anticipation of the hurricane, and it takes about a week to turn them back on. And then if any of them have permanent damage, we're going to be dependent on imports following Katrina. This is really serious. And Chavez is offering us free oil. He said 3 weeks ago, as much as you want free, and Bush said, we don't want anything from you. Well, of course you don't. You want to jack up prices with your Saudi buddies and some of the others. And you want high prices. The oil companies are all registering record profits for 3 years. And again, that's not free market, folks. That's a controlled, fraudulent system. It's basically organized crime. And Venezuela is offering us as much lavish, sweet crude as we want, basically no refining needed, just a little bit of purification, just gasoline coming out of the ground, and they just say, we don't want it. By the way, it's 5 cents a gallon, gasoline is, in Venezuela. And the government is divesting land stolen by some of its more right-wing governments and giving people title. Communists don't give you title to lands, folks. Our government's saying we don't own private property. If private robber barons want it, and the evil communist is offering us free fuel and giving the people free land with title. Okay. I just thought I'd point that out to everybody, just how evil our government is. And you know, there's a lot more I can say about this, but I don't know where these millions of people are going to go. Austin already took 10,000 refugees, 10,000 victims of Katrina. Houston took how many tens of thousands? Was it 50,000 or something that are still in different shelters? They took over 150,000 total that they've now gotten into homes in Houston. So we got hundreds of thousands of victims of New Orleans disaster, and other areas of the Gulf, Biloxi and other areas, Biloxi, Mississippi, they're all here. The hotels are totally jam-packed. San Antonio's full. And we had 1 million people on the roads trying to get out of Houston yesterday. They're saying another 1 million trying to get out now. People may start to panic, they're saying on the news, and the other 3 million might try to leave. And there's another 1 million in the other towns trying to get out. And where are you all going to go? You know the feds aren't going to help you. I mean, are they going to let people just basically stay in tents at the different parks? That's an idea. Did anybody, basically the news has trained Americans to ask the government what to do. I don't hear the government saying, pack a tent, you know, get a tent, get a water filter. It's, oh God, the water's sold out. The water's sold out. What are we going to do? Pull your hair out, freak out. Nowhere do they ever tell you, have water filters, have a tent if you got to evacuate. At least you can go to a side of the road if you have to. You know, have a month of storable food. None of that. You know, don't have a firearm to protect yourself. By the way, it's admitted that what stopped a lot of the rioting, what we already got reports of, is now confirmed, mainstream news, was the armed citizens that stayed behind to guard their homes. That stopped the looting and stopped the pillaging by FEMA, of course, and others who have been caught red-handed stealing, along with the other criminals, just the normal street thugs, non-governmental criminals. And again, the Second Amendment Foundation and the NRA are suing to stop the gun confiscations. That is going on. I wonder if we have a disaster and flooding in Houston, will they confiscate guns instead of, sorry, no food for you, but we will send people by to take your guns. I mean, that's the precedent setting. See, there's so many facets to this. Oh, sorry, Port Arthur flooded. I guess I got family there. Will they be confiscated? Sorry, no food allowed. You just have to show up at the sports stadiums, show up to the buses, and we're not going to bring you food and water. We will send in armed mercenaries to take your guns. That's the help we're going to give you. Yeah, I'm going to shut up and take some calls. And, oh, listen, I'm really going to give you each about 45 seconds because I want to be fair to get everybody on. We're going to take calls and cover a bunch of other news items throughout this hour, the next hour. Then we got Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order, coming on to talk about the police state ramifications of all of this. I have a great guest coming on today, an expert on 9/11 and the CIA connections to Muhammad Atta. I canceled him. I apologize. I apologize to Mr. Hicks who was coming on. It's just that we're going to set him up for next week. It's just this hurricane is taking precedent, even over government involvement and orchestration of 9/11. We are going to talk more about, though, the SAS being caught now, even more evidence, carrying out terror attacks, shooting police and other things in Iraq to blame it on Arabs, dressed up as Arabs. More on that coming out. Big news story. We'll talk about that as well with Jack McClam. Robert in Colorado, you're our first caller. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks very much for taking my call. It's a great show as usual. Right off the bat, I never heard of Hurricane Katrina. When did that hit?
I was being sarcastic.
I knew you were. That's why I chuckled.
I mean, we all get things wrong, but she's done it on multiple occasions, called it Katrina instead of Katrina.
She did it twice. I don't know what she's drinking. Anyway.
Well, the news is reporting that Bush has hit the bottle again.
Oh, yeah. I heard.
I think he always hit the bottle, though. I don't know if I mean, you don't fall down from a pretzel and have bashes all over both sides of your face.
Unless you're riding a bike. Yeah.
Well, he clearly had scratches on his face.
Yeah. I was listening to Peter Boyle today on 630 KHOW here in Denver, and he was talking about, I think it was in the National Enquirer, there was a story about that Bush has been drinking. He was doubting the validity, he was doubting the validity of the story.
Well, yeah, I doubt the validity, too, but I don't doubt the validity of him being a drunk.
Well, I don't either.
But listen, I'm not going to sit here and be a hypocrite, folks. I've never had a drinking problem. But I like to drink, and I've stopped drinking off and on over the years. I mean, I'll have a few beers here and there. I don't think it's good because it makes you fat, and it may clean your blood vessels out, but it burns your liver out, and I just don't think drinking's good.
If you do it too much, that's true. You probably already talked about this last week, but just kind of briefly bring up the speed. What was really going on when Bill Clinton was criticizing Bush publicly?
Well, let me answer that question. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
We've talked a lot about this, but Bill Clinton's launched his global initiative in preparation to become UN Secretary General, and he's got seven of the G8 lined up to agree with him being Secretary General. The only one of the G8 that hasn't agreed is the United States. The five-member Security Council has been making moves to change the rules so Clinton could do that. I mean, this has been in, I don't know, like five, six major newspapers the last 2 years. I mean, he is officially lobbying. He officially wants the job. Every time I talk about this, I get emails going, show me the article. Well, we posted them a bunch of times. Just Google Bill Clinton for UN Secretary General, or Google's getting too much power. We ought to plug somebody else. What's another one of the big search engines? Yahoo search engine. I don't know. They're almost identical. But just type it in there, and you'll get the Cincinnati Enquirer, and that's not the National Enquirer, folks, respected paper. You'll get WorldNet Daily, you'll get AP, you'll get Reuters, you'll get BBC. Just a few of the articles I've seen on it. And this will be a double team. We'll end up having Clinton as Secretary General, and maybe Hillary or Schwarzenegger or Jeb maybe for president, and they'll just coffee in and schedule to leave in the next year. He barely hung on, you know, with that oil for food scandal. And so it'll be a double team. But they can't have a unified front publicly. They get more done if they act like they're fighting, then have the exact same agenda, have kind of a WWF wrestling theatrical Shakespearean theater event. They squabble about a bit. You know, the whole world is a stage, each of us an actor on it. And then the whole agenda sells through. I mean, the Clintons and the Bushes have been narcotics traffickers together since the mid-80s. I've interviewed multiple CIA officers there unloading the cocaine who witnessed all of this. And we know Bill Clinton had 11 meetings with Bush Sr. the year before he announced for president. And when was George Bush's envoy to the Bilderberg meeting in 1990 in France? So, I mean, this we know this. And we know that it finally became public for all of you when Bush said, I am not going to let Dan Burton's committee go after Clinton for pardoning cocaine dealers. I mean, Clinton should have gone to prison for that. And having Chinese generals in the White House, Bush said, no, 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 leave them alone. And, you know, then you've got Clinton praising Bush, Bush praising Clinton. You've got Bush Sr. and Clinton in a lip lock, constantly vacationing together. Before this was all announced with the tsunami a year ago, last December, almost a year ago, December 26 when it happened. And so all of this is going on, but notice Bush is plunging down to 30% approval rating. All these conservatives come out against Bush and go, okay, he's a liberal. Okay, he's bad news. Okay, he's big government. Okay, he's Bill Clinton on steroids. And Tucker Carlson says it. And suddenly, Bill Clinton comes to the rescue. They try to freeze us back into our camps. And so Bill Clinton attacks him as being an evil right-winger. Suddenly, Bush's approval ratings go up a few points, and suddenly Republicans are, look at how Clinton, was led into the Bush circle, and now he's turned on Bush savagely. Then you look at the World Forum, the Clinton Global Initiative, where you got to sign a pledge, mayors and governors and presidents and prime ministers, to implement world government and world taxation by next year. He says we're behind schedule. Condoleezza Rice is nodding her head. A bunch of Bush cabinet are there looking at him as if he's God Almighty. Clinton's giving orders. He's been given power by the beast. And he's there giving orders, and they're literally signing in their names. We'll get it done, sir. They all march out, and Clinton's just like, blah! Basically, you know, giving a battle roar for world government. And, again, he moves the agenda more towards centralization, more towards command and control, to then make Bush look like a moderate. This is all totally scripted. It's a big joke, folks, a big joke on us. They've got to energize the conservative base that's waking up to Bush not being conservative, who's now seeing there's no difference, not a dime for the difference, now waking up and getting angry. They got to freeze us back into our parties. Get Democrats who have fealty to Clinton to go, okay, I guess global government's good, and I guess the free trade area of the Americas is good, and I guess a global tax is good because Bill Clinton says George Bush is against it. Meanwhile, George Bush is promoting all of it. Okay, see, I said I'd take calls. The guy brings up a very important question. I ran about it for 3 minutes. Johnny in Vancouver, Canada. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
I'm going to curry you a DVD of a movie that came out in June called Oil Storm. I'm sure you probably heard of it.
Yeah, line up the promo for that. Scott, can you find that? Yeah, go ahead.
I watched it last night, and I almost fell off my chair when I saw Ray Nagin actually in the movie, pretending, basically doing exactly what he did in real life.
Well, sir, they have to have a way to publicly plan with everybody, and so they'll publicly have a TV show where the government's going to fly hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and use a drill as the cover for martial law to attack Afghanistan. And, yes, Oil Storm, which I've only seen clips of. Please do send it to me.
But they actually put the real mayor in there. Are they dumb?
No.
They're that stupid.
Their religion says they have to flaunt it.
Well, they flaunted it all right. I mean, it's exactly what happened, other than a few little minor details.
Look, fables for children always explain this elite. Rumpelstiltskin, the evil elf, had to, in riddles, tell them what he was going to do. Genies, you ask for a ton of gold, you better say, put the ton of gold in front of me, or the genie's going to drop the ton of gold on your head. Vampires have to ask permission, and in a riddle, tell you they're going to drink your blood and kill you. They have to tell you the truth and convince you to let them in. Now, again, I'm not saying Rumpelstiltskin or vampires are real. These are all children's fables to explain how this elite operates, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They have to tell you what they're going to do multiple times.
But when that basically...
That's why FEMA had a drill that ended the day the hurricane hit, and then the exact same thing happened.
Okay, so but there's no proof that they did it, but the thing is, by making this video, it's... seems pretty clear, even though there is still no proof.
Well, I mean, we know they have weather control. We know they can at least stir up and make hurricanes worse and steer them.
Yeah.
And then they do that with special jets that spray. They do that with these magnetic energizing systems where they will then direct jet streams and Gulf streams. And this is admitted. I mean, they have bills and laws, and they have a UN law from 76 about it. Do you remember the 60th anniversary of the Russians beating the Germans a few months ago, and it was raining real hard, and they brought out trucks with big antennas and blasted the sky, and the rain went away?
Yeah.
Remember that on the news? Yeah.
Huh.
So, I mean, it's pretty obvious, but we cannot say they did it.
Yeah,
they certainly, though, once Katrina hit, they cut police communications, jammed police communications, wouldn't let food and water in to cause rioting, to then say, oh, we got to get rid of Posse Comitatus and have martial law.
Mm-hmm.
Send me oil storm, though. I appreciate that.
Sure.
God bless. Yeah, they love to flaunt it. All right, we'll come back and take more calls. I'm trying to go quicker now. You guys just bring up such good points. 1-800-259-9231. And we're bracing for another big one right now. A big one. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net. Be sure and check those sites out. InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The aftermath could be of Hurricane Rita hitting the key refinery areas, as well as chemical production, fertilizer production, shipping. The city of 5 million people there in Houston. More of that in the next hour than a bunch of other key issues, but we'll continue to cover what's happening with Rita. But the last caller brought up Oil Storm. Do you have that clip of Oil Storm running? Go ahead and roll that.
It has already begun.
Two ships collided.
Hundreds are feared dead with emergency services unable to cope.
A chain of events.
Million barrels of oil gone.
That will spark fear.
A killer blow to the economy.
Create panic and result in a catastrophe that will change our lives forever.
Americans didn't realize how fragile their existence was.
The Oil Storm, an FX original event, Sunday, June 5th. America's lifeline has been severed.
So, we have the lone gunman episode that airs 4 months before 9/11, that was produced 6 months before 9/11, where a criminal group uses an anti-terror drill as a smokescreen to make NORAD stand down, and during the drill, they were by remote control hijack a jumbo jet to fly to the World Trade Center to then blame it on Afghanistan. And we said, the CIA planted this. This is to condition the public. It's also their little joke. And then Dean Haglund, the star of the show, shows up at my door and says, yes, the CIA would come plant these stories on us. I've talked to Chris Carter, the writer, and the CIA came and planted this on him at a party in Hollywood. They would plant lots of stuff on us. That video interviews on PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, why do they do that? Because it also creates NSA chatter. Having a show with people talking about the plot, it's also an excuse for people in government who leaked the story to the producers of the X-Files and Lone Gunman to be talking about it themselves. It's plausible deniability to have plans on them. And then once you have the real event, you have the actual drills, exactly as it is in the TV show, which they tell the government and the military that it's a drill. They stand down. You do the exact thing, same thing. Well, why would you have a show like Oil Storm, which I haven't seen, but I've read the synopsis of? And, yeah, it's done like a newscast. It's got Mayor Ray Nagin and all these real people in it. Why do they do that? Well, because then it allows FEMA and others to war game the whole thing, and they admit the government worked with FX on this. It allows them to war game the whole thing for people to plan it, for people to consult on it, to talk about it, to deal with it, in conjunction with real FEMA drills, so when it happens, they know how to take control. And again, New Orleans was federalized 2.5 years ago, so there's no debate about who was in control. Then they jam police communications, they run the whole op. So it's not just that they like to leave their calling card when they carry out a crime, as all psychopaths like to do. It's just criminology. It also allows them to war game and drill all of this and give them plausible deniability if they get caught being involved. And it's always the MO, having a current drill going on, having a big TV production with the government involved months before it happens of the exact same thing happening. And you'll find this in every case, by the way. It's not isolated. In every case, they'll have the real drill at the time, and they'll have a TV show, the exact same thing happening, airing within 2 months before. It's just the rule. It's how they do it. It's a formula. The Defense Department spends $44 million a year hiring script writers just to write scripts of possible terror attacks. They, quote, say to get different ideas. No, those are being used then as a war game plan for actual attacks they'll carry out against us. We'll be right back with your calls in the news.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.